If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Drive 959.
Have you ever taken any money advice from any of your friends or family? And did it ever work? Like, you know when you have family members that want to give you advice on how you should be part of this scheme?
Yeah.
And when we are part of the scheme, I promise you, before month end, it was 100,000. Has it ever worked where you take advice from your friends or your family members and it goes bad?
Yeah, because they basically convince you to invest your money in a stock fail.
Imagine.
Savings with the hope of growing the money. Bitcoin.
Shares.
So, Mina, I know I was convinced. And because these guys, as I said, Limpopo, kuna ma doctor, kuna ma accountant, but I am Zara. Let's get together there, journey together, some event, the reservation, so that 10 years from now, the borrowing, that 20,000 disappeared. And
what?
I invested that money when I came to Joburg from Mafikeng, when I joined SABC. Talk about like 1997. That money disappeared.
No.
Yeah. That money disappeared.
So my late brother, Bunny, joined Triple M. I don't know if you guys remember Triple M. Joined Triple M.
Oh, Mama Bolo.
I don't know if you Mama Bolo, but the scheme is called Triple M. Don't stress me, please. And it worked out for him, by the way. I think he joined early. So some of these things, they need you to join early.
I joined early, the money is gone.
Yeah, but the doctor did
right at the beginning.
How did Nixon go to Sangayon? And he was able to renovate his space, do what, like the money, he saw the returns on the money. Me, on the other side.
One girl now.
I'm getting a triple M. I'm getting a good one. Oh, Jesus. The amount of work you need to do to sell. I'm not built like that.
Oh, yeah, I know that one. I know that one, yeah.
And they sell amazing products. There's actually products that are really amazing.
But people don't buy them.
But for you to buy and make any money, you needed to have introduced 55,000 other people that are also actively buying.
Yeah.
You can't just introduce them.
And the company makes money. I know. And it's an American company. I know. I actually went to one of their meetings.
Did you?
And I listened. I was like, Mo,
it's too much
me, I must bring 50 people.
Yeah.
In order to make money,
yeah.
I'd rather go and do some gigs.
I don't have 50 people in my contact list that will go and say, let's go do
yeah.
this stuff.
Because you also have these Ponzi schemes, right?
Yeah.
And the people who operate them are clever. Like you were talking, you jump in first.
Yeah,
When you jump in first, you are going to benefit.
Yeah.
Because then they want to, they know that you're going to. Yeah, they're enticing. And you'll tell your friends, mm-hmm. No, I made 50,000 rand. But now when they come, they'll never see the money. On Monday, their offices are closed. End of story.
Yeah, and it's just too much work.
I've never been part of a society.
Really?
Never been part of a society now where every first week of the month is Faramayamba Yellows. We
call, I don't know. Out.
Why are you mocking these people?
I'm
talking about
Faramayamba Yellows.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp
0636880959. Yes, guys, I've received some good advices when it comes to finance from a friend of mine. We even exchanged books that talks about finance, economic empowerment, and business. So, yes, I've definitely received the best advice from my friend, Tais Khiba here from Klerksdorp. But some friends don't tell them because, hey, they want more money.
Long to the WhatsApp stock failure. My mom, what I keep him telling me 350 by end of the week because I won 2,000 till today. Say, Lindy, 2,000. They made.
And we got advice from anyone in your family when it comes to money.
Yes.
And did it work?
Most my brother's very good with money. He's actually much more decent than I am. Mina, my kwani apu manch.
Ah, na man.
Yeah, I'm serious,
my friend.
I don't indulge in. I'm not a brand conscious person,
So
you won't see me wearing brands. But
what is a brand? Mr. Price is a brand.
The thing that you are wearing.
Mr. Unamateka, Mr. Price is a brand.
Everything you're wearing is a brand.
Yeah.
Okay.
When I'm at the
exactly.
They are also designed. But they are.
Yes. For Monsieur Per Se.
Hi, wow.
Guys. Hi,
bye. No, what fagile footing you want now? Thank you.
Now, Raul Topa, up and down.
I think I'll come and answer.
Yeah, carry on.
But I would expend it. I'd spend it on experiences. You know, so if I go away, I go away.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll be nant. You know, in those situations. And sometimes it's not always the best financial decision, but here we are.
It's a good decision for your heart.
You know what I mean? Sure. Thank on you. A Wednesday afternoon.
I man, when I man. Have you ever taken money advice from friends and family? Did it work for you? When money comes up as a topic among friends and family, there's always a well-meaning someone who has all the money answers or experience to share, from how to buy assets, invest, save, insure, and cover your assets. And they always mention how well it has worked for them, which makes you consider trying it because you don't want to miss out.
A friend of mine said, chance of speaking in my, let's go buy land. I'm like,
yeah. Good day, Nyana.
First of all, if they're going to give us land in Mpumalanga, they would have to find out who we are.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, they cannot just give someone, wow. All of a sudden, so, this name, chance, I come room, from speaking about 2 down, I bear my chita for 2 years. Kona bathi bambone Swazini, abanye bathi bambone Lesotho, mara ama 2000 amajita for 2 years.
Sure.
And there's about plus minus 15 amajita.
Did they even see the land?
What land? Because those are not my paper. This is the thing about people that want to scam you or but like they would convince you that this thing is for real.
Yeah, because you also have a responsibility to do some research, call the city council to ask about the land, who owns this land,
is it true? I mean, I'll handle this thing. Now I'm a paper. Now I'm in the corner. You see this thing. This is your friend. You're with him every week.
Yeah.
And he's busy building up an empire to leave.
Yo, guys, Vida, I once invested money in Triple M. Till today, I'm still sad about that money. It was 1,000 rand. Because, yeah, yo, I shamit never came back. But, yeah, if I give my Triple M, is a weird in Triple. Goopy.
Mina, I've taken advice from my family, but most of the time, as I save it together, they actually borrow money from me. And then I tell them I also borrowed it from somebody else with a certain interest. So I charge my family interest every time they borrow money. Yeah, I was just saying, no, I know this guy from work. Please, guys, do not disappoint. I don't want ingxabano between me and another guy at work. So he wants his money. So they borrow money, get interest, and that's good for me.
Yo, me now my aunt recruited me to join Ikipi before, and then I told him all. And then what you giving me touch on can you be sale? Because I tell you, what's the man? And then I be sale.
No.
And then yeah, we keep going in Triple M. My gene Triple M Ganjalo. I told a foot, Mali. And then I touch a foot, I be sale.
Ah, now we.
Guys, yeah.
Yes, now I took an advice from a colleague. He actually told me about this thing, Stash, wherein I'm saving 10 cents every day. And so far since I've joined, I've got 200 rand of my 10 cents daily. So for me, it's working very well. For him, it has worked for so many years. Stash, it's good.
Yeah.
Saving 10 cents every day.
But it makes you realize that 10 cents is a lot of money.
It's a lot of money.
So if you go too cheap, I know.
Yeah, because I always explain to people, and we've all experienced it. You know, remember the other day we were talking about, you know, if you like going to malls, you can always register so that when you get to the boom gate, you don't even have to get a...
Yeah.
And I'm sure all of us have experienced it, have experienced this. When you're at a mall, you're about to leave. Right? Right? And then the parking is 10 rand. Upete, mauti, when you search your pockets, you have 9 rand 99 cents.
Yeah.
Skomba.
I want to Shelene.
Yeah, not even Shelene.
And then our topic at that day, when your English finishes and there's only white people in front of you.
I'm telling you, now you have to look for an ATM.
You have to look for an ATM.
Because no one is going to give you a cent.
Yeah, yeah. Even if you call that office, you know you can press help there. What should I get 10 cents?
But it's 17, we are waiting.
But you also swipe, because I swipe a lot.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
You know, I've never believed in these things. Last year, my aunt, she showed me proof. And every time she showed me proof, I never believed it. Last year, I was going to TPMP mines. Didn't I invest? Luckily, it was just 2000. But you it still head up until today. I still check if they are coming or doing something to someone. But you know what? It's so hurtful. Guys, please don't try it. It benefits those who start with it.
My husband and I went into this Ponzi schemes, and I'm sad to say he lost over 100 and something K or triple M. I lost 10K. And then after that, a friend of mine tried to introduce me to another one. Yo, I was so weary, but I told her, I'm not about these Ponzi schemes. And unfortunately, she lost so much money as well from that. So I'm very weary when it comes to these investments and stuff. And you're right, some of them it works out when you go in early. So now I'm always like waiting for people to test water and then tell me after.
Now I've had advice from friends without them being aware or bang advice. When we go out, normally they will choose to buy small things like snacks. You go and buy the bri meat, and then someone will come and say, oh, buy the drinks. If I was like, okay, you're making me wiser. Right now, when we go out, I was like, everyone for themselves. On the table, you pili maiza, everyone order for themselves. No, I don't do that anymore. So my friends gave me advice without them advice.
Yay, say no more about this pyramid scheme. Yo, my mom's family are deep, deep within. But I like a ego spread view. I guess if Nelly's fees or Nelly Mang, I forgot the name. Didn't work out. Khwata, Kipi. Guys, my uncle are a recruiter. He saw himself living in the Eye of Africa. Yay! Rakena as a family. Rakena kani individually. Ko Kipi. Nzeri bona ikhola kani SMS. Mara ipi mal. Tolona namhlanje. Ngwafiki triple M. My mom recruited us. Hey, yo, consists of 5,000 maradara mokatola, 3,000 or 2,000 back only.
Drive 959 with Glenn. Komuto and Skumba. Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.